This is called Small is Indeed Beautiful. And actually, my poem on mathematics goes along with this. In my school in the country, there were never more than three in my grade, and about 18 or so in the whole school. In fourth grade, we made slippers for the soldiers, packing boxes with soap, chocolates, and cigarettes, always putting in a little note to the recipient so they would know who had knit these wonderful lumpy slippers. With a few dropped stitches, due to not having long division properly introduced to one's brain in fourth grade, and therefore making sure that the entire rest of one's life would not turn out as perfectly as it had once been going to. A few years later, having graduated from the eighth grade, my lovely farm girl summer was abruptly terminated by my first day at high school. Heart racing, dressed all wrong, but what exactly is wrong, I can't figure out. Bells ringing first to warn, then for lateness. Locker with an impossible combination to do with trembling fingers. Go right to 13, go left, go past zero, turn around and, oh no, I've gone too far, it won't open. Hurry, hurry, so as not to walk in late again with my wrong hair, my wrong dress, my yellow hair ribbon bow. Nobody else is wearing a hair ribbon bow. My pimple exploding, my wallet left under the chair in the last classroom, my stomach growling in algebra class. What exactly is algebra? And huge Mr. Algebra teacher who yells and spits simultaneously, laughs at wrong answers, smiles and spits, and explains way too fast, makes fun of everyone. I know I'll be next. While I pray for the loud blaring bell to free me to run to my locker and try to get it open and get to my last Latin class on time so I do not have to open a door that sticks at first and then when the horrible clank falls open in that awful silence just after the last bell died and walk in front of everyone with my pimple erupted, my wrong clothes, my bright yellow hair bow, myself. Oh, to be back again, once again in country school where, after I was finished with my eighth grade requirements before Christmas, I helped to teach the littler ones to read and do their arithmetic. It used to be called arithmetic. Why did they change it to mathematics? Perhaps because you can shorten it to math. You cannot say arith and make it sound like anything.